cone of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cone of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on February the 25th, 2008. For those who are new to the show, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can download lots of previous talks I've given on various shows over quite a few years now. You can also look into Alan Watt, sentinel.eu, for transcripts in the various languages of Europe, which you can download, print up, and pass around to your friends. At least, you should think about it. You might want to keep them as friends. Some of them might just look at you rather oddly and go off in a different direction when they see the kind of information that you're passing around. This information, obviously, is not for everyone, mainly because we're taught, or we grew up, actually, in a system of two worlds. Two worlds. One is seen, and that's the one that's propagated into you through your education and from your parents too, who didn't know either what was really going on. They thought they did. And the school takes over, and then the media takes over from school or college, and you're indoctrinated your whole life into the basic reality, the one you're supposed to believe in, where everything evolves haphazardly. Crises come and go, and politicians and authorities deal with them as they happen. And then there's the big system above it. You might even say three systems, because you have the top ones who run the whole show, which is based on money and commerce, banking, debt, and with all of that comes economics. Then below them they have academia, and levels of academia, because the higher levels of academia admit themselves that they're allowed to talk about and discuss all the taboo topics which are by law forbidden on the lower levels. And in a sense they're right, because in the lower levels, because of a lack of knowledge and understanding, people will generally fight other people to the death, never really knowing what's going on. We love to blame everybody else for our problems, not realizing that there's a big puppet master above all of it, who's quite content to have everyone fighting everyone else. And we look around us today, at the base level, the bottom level where we are, we live in a completely dysfunctional period and a dysfunctional system where families are pretty well destroyed. Everything on television and 20, 30 years of programming has basically made the man a stupid fool, and the female is just something that stares at the ads and is fascinated and wants this and wants that. That's what we're taught. That's what's really indoctrinated into us. And the children are sort of things that come along. They just play on computers and machines and pass the time by themselves. There's very little interaction now between parents or parent and children anymore. We even expect authorities to put on special programs after school to take care of them and pass their time. This is the system that was deliberately designed. It's chaotic, it's non-functional, it's meant to be non-functional, because the new system is coming in. And you have to, really, to destroy all of the old, destroy all of the new. And it takes quite a while to do that. Quite a while in our lifetime, and if we judge the span of years, but really just part of the long-term business plan for those who devise it and carry it through the big institutions. Remember that the institutions go on intergenerationally with the same mandates. They hire, they retire, and hire again until they get their jobs done. Quite a simple process, really, if you have all the money in the world to fund it with and all the people to hire to work at it. Back with more after these following messages.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. you're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. Just trying to point out how the system works. And it's not so difficult to understand, really, to say you have different tiers of reality coexisting all at the same time. And the one at the bottom is trained from birth not to see the other ones above them. They're also trained that they're on the cutting edge. If you believe you're on the cutting edge and you know all there is to know about science and what inventions have been put out there, what they're working on now, they could be actually 5,000 years ahead, and you'd really believe that you're in the age of microwaves and so on, and that's as far as you've got. And you would never believe that they're so far, far ahead. It's quite easy to give you a fake reality because they make sure at the top, since they run the whole economy and the money system, which runs the corporations, which runs the factories, which make all the produce, it's quite easy to make sure that you only get on the shelves what they've authorized you to buy. And it's all antiquated equipment. We live really in a past, in the past, to be honest with you, and very few people really know it. Just watch when the next invention comes along, the next gizmo or gadget or upgrade to the computer, and you'll see them all the companies, all the corporations who are supposed to be in fierce competition with each other come up with the same type of model at the same time. I've watched this all my life. And that's how things really are. The technology is dished out to these big organizations, these corporations, at the same time by those who've already used it and probably discarded it after its use because they're so far ahead now at the top, they don't need it anymore. And by that method, you can always keep control when you have the really big toys at the top and all the big weaponry and all the rest of it. And yet, even though with all of this technology that we see today, they're not happy. They want a completely controlled, monitored, predictable society with a population of the world that's down to a manageable level. Manageable level with a purpose. You can't be born in the future if there's no purpose for you. And they'll decide if there is one. They'll also decide, going by your genetics and your if you have a parent, in fact, or parents, or who knows, maybe a test tube in the future, just like Brave New World, they'll decide if you have defective genes or your IQ isn't up to the par that they need, and you'll simply be terminated. Quite simple, because in economics, everything goes on efficiency. They don't have much of a human, but they have no margin of human response or emotion involved in it. It's pure efficiency, almost like a hive of bees or a colony of ants. I've noticed too recently that the Homeland Security, I've got a couple of articles, I won't read them tonight, but Homeland Security is now backing some big toy companies to put out equipment or toy equipment which children will see going through airports and so on, like scanners and metal detectors and all of this kind of stuff, supposedly to get them used to it and see it as fun. Fun, fun, fun. And the ads these companies are putting out now with the products, that's how they push it. It'll be fun, fun, fun as you scan each other and you grow up thinking it's all quite normal. I wonder if they'll give them these finger condoms for body cavity searches as well. It's just amazing how they can train us from a very early age, and the parents generally see nothing wrong with it because the parents themselves have been brainwashed, completely brainwashed before them, before the children. And they see no harm in anything, really. And if it keeps little Johnny quiet, they'll buy it for him and help indoctrinate him. Incredible what's happening. It truly is incredible. And looking back in history, even with all the battles they had with religions and different kinds of religions, often they'd stop the wars when it came to a common cause for their own survival. But you don't see any of that today. You don't see that at all. It's like people are quite content to watch every right every ancestor fought for being taken away daily from them without so much as a hiccup. And that's a sad part of the reality we live in. And we read a little article here, and I think it's from the year 2000, and I've read some of this man's articles before, Michael Chuzadovsky, and it's from earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com. He's a professor of economics, University of Ottawa, author of The Globalization of Poverty. And I believe, as I say, this particular article came out in November 2000. It says, the important debate on global warming under UN auspices provides but a partial picture of climate change. In addition to the devastating impacts of greenhouse gas emissions in the ozone layer, the world's climate can now be modified as part of a new generation of sophisticated non-lethal weapons. Both the Americans and the Russians have developed capabilities to manipulate the world's climate. In the US, the technology is being perfected under the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, that's the HARP, as part of the Star Wars Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI. Recent scientific evidence suggests that HARP is fully operational and has the ability of potentially triggering floods, droughts, hurricanes, and earthquakes. Now, you can find this too in the treaty that was signed, I think, in 78 at the United Nations on weather warfare. From a military standpoint, HARP is a weapon of mass destruction. Potentially, it constitutes an instrument of conquest capable of selectively destabilizing agricultural and ecological systems of entire regions. When they say regions, they also mean countries and nations. While there is no evidence that this deadly technology has been used, there actually was back then. Surely the United Nations should be addressing the issue of environmental warfare alongside the debate on the climatic impacts of greenhouse gases. Despite a vast body of scientific knowledge, the issue of deliberate climatic manipulations for military use has never been explicitly part of the UN agenda on climate change. neither the official delegations nor the environmental action groups, I'm not surprised, participating in the Hague Conference on Climate Change, November 2000, have raised the broad issue of weather warfare or environmental modification techniques as relevant to an understanding of climate change. No, they won't talk about it because they're all hand-picked. The clash between the official negotiators, environmentalists, and American business lobbies has centered on Washington's outright refusal to abide by commitments on carbon dioxide reduction targets under the 97 Kyoto Protocol 1. The impacts of military technologies on the world's climate are not an object of discussion or concern. It won't be, as I say, they're all hand-picked. Narrowly confined to greenhouse gases, the ongoing debate on climate change serves Washington's strategic and defensive objectives. He's on to say weather warfare. World-renowned scientist Dr. Rosalie Bertel confirms that U.S. military scientists are working on weather systems as a potential weapon. The methods include the enhancing of storms and the diverting of vapor rivers in the Earth's atmosphere to produce targeted droughts or floods. Already in the 1970s, former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski had foreseen in his book Between Two Ages that technology will make available to the leaders of major nations techniques for conducting secret warfare, of which only a bare minimum of the security forces need be appraised. Techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm. Mark Filterman, a former French military officer, outlined several types of unconventional weapons using radio frequencies. He refers to weather war, indicating that the U.S. and the Soviet Union had already mastered the know-how needed to unleash sudden climate changes, hurricanes and drought in the early 1980s. These technologies make it possible to trigger atmospheric disturbances by using extremely low-frequency ELF radar waves. A simulation study of future defense scenarios commissioned for the U.S. Air Force calls for U.S. aerospace forces to own the weather by capitalizing on emerging technologies and focusing development of those technologies to war-fighting applications. From enhancing friendly operations or disrupting those of the enemy via small-scale tailoring of natural weather patterns to complete dominance of global communications and counter-space control, weather modification offers the warfighter a wide range of possible options to defeat or coerce an adversary. In the United States, weather modification will likely become a part of national security policy with both domestic and international applications. Our government will pursue such a policy depending on its interests at various levels. The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, based in Gokoma, Alaska, jointly managed by the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Navy, is part of a new generation of sophisticated weaponry under the U.S. Strategic Defense Initiative. Operated by the Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate, HARP constitutes a system of powerful antennas capable of creating controlled local modifications of the ionosphere. Scientist Dr. Nicholas Biggage, actively involved in the public campaign against HARP, described HARP as a super powerful radio wave beaming technology that lifts areas of the ionosphere, which is the upper layer of the atmosphere, by focusing a beam and heating those areas. Electromagnetic waves then bounce back onto Earth and penetrate everything living and dead. Dr. Rosalie Bertel depicts HARP as a gigantic heater that can cause major disruption in the ionosphere, creating not just holes, but long incisions in the protective layer that keeps deadly radiation from bombarding the planet. HARP has been presented to public opinion as a program of scientific and academic research. And it goes on and on and on to tell us just how, what it can do. But what it doesn't say too is it also affects the mood and the minds and the emotions of people. Very, very interesting when you go into what HARP alone, just by itself, can do. There's 54 of these worldwide. Back with more after these messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and a reading from a little article put out, I think, in the year 2000 by a professor from Ottawa on weather modification and what they're not really telling you. Of course, they won't push this much on your 6 o'clock or your 11 o'clock news. They want you to be oblivious to it. You want to think that global warming is just happening by chance. We're causing it, in fact, because that is the agenda, is to blame us and have us believe it. It's very, very good. It will probably work. It works with most people. And most propaganda is aimed at most people, like all weapons are. There's always a few individuals that don't react the usual way to any kind of weaponry. But this weather modification can also, remember, affect the moods. They've tested it out in different places. They tested it out in some places in the U.S., and they found that they could cause depression on a vast scale. Suicide rates went up. They altered their frequency, and they found that people became aggressive, and even domesticated animals became aggressive too. They don't really care what they do. We're guinea pigs, you see. And now they're going to use it on a vast scale, and coupling it with the spraying in the skies that they're doing across the whole planet since about 98 continuously, then we can pretty well tell they're using HAARP in conjunction with the metallic particles, the very method that Mr. Teller talked about in the 50s, the inventor of the H-bomb, and it's being used upon the public of the world. That might explain part of the reason people are so quiet and laid back when they're going through such vast changes, and watching the wolves set up barbed wire in a sort of psychic sense around them, and having them tested and prodded and poked, and ID'd for everything that they want. And they don't even object. They don't object when they're asked for their ID in stores and all the rest of it. When they purchase things, they just go ahead and do it like good trained animals. Rather sad, isn't it? Now we're going to go to the phone. So Keith from Florida, are you there, Keith? Hello, Keith? No, no, Keith. I can't hear you. Could you turn them up a little bit?
Spraying in the sky that they're doing across the whole planet.
Okay. Try Antonio in Maryland. Hello, Antonio.
Yes, hello, Alan. How are you today?
Not so bad. Go ahead.
I was just calling to talk with you concerning some things you've talked about lately and just here recently today. You're always mentioning that, you know, people are always learning but never knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those of, I would say there are those of us who do know, who must realize that, you know, there's certain actions you must take, you know, in order to try and change things. You know, you cannot sit and wait and hope and believe that a certain amount of our society is just going to wake up and see what's going on around them. Even if they did realize what was going on around them, I doubt if they would act anyway.
You're quite right. People, it's no different than a school, in a fight at school. You watch that people will crowd around someone who takes on the bully. They themselves won't take them on, but they'll cheer someone on. However, if the bully wins, they'll also cheer on the bully. They won't be friends with them. That's the sad fact about human nature. They go with the winner because that's the new boss, or it could be the old boss who's won again, and they're basically cowardly, and I think something's happened to them as well. I think they've been so domesticated through scientific techniques, not just indoctrination, probably inoculations too, never mind all the massive propaganda through their daily dose of television and radio, that they simply are not quite up to par, according to, if you compared them to people from even 100 years ago, people from 100 years ago, 200 years ago would stand up rather quickly if someone came along and said, you cannot grow this food here to feed yourself, or you can't travel here or there without my permission. These were causes for wars in previous time because they knew what enslavement was. They knew the procedure, the simple procedure of enslavement, and it always came under guises of protecting the people, even as far back as ancient Rome. So you're quite right. There are the few that understand, and it's not for everyone to understand. A lot of people cannot handle the bad news. They really can't handle the bad news. There are some pretty fragile minds out there, and they'll go to pieces and never get out of it.
That is true. They were actually, a lot of them will truly refuse to actually hear what you're saying.
Yes.
They'll just shut down.
Yeah.
And also, you're also correct, and another thing is, I know that you're a Canadian, and well, you live in Canada. People here in the United States also must realize that another thing that you have said that is true is that it will, if anything is changed, it will take the people here in the United States to make the change that's
yes.
That's going to be needed here in the world.
The U.S. is the engine for commerce, too. It's the engine for this whole new world order. And oddly enough, it still has quite a lot of people in the U.S. scattered across, often in rural areas and in different places, who are aware. And they still have a memory, at least, of what freedom is supposed to be. And it's the only country that has that. It's the only country that's ever had that. So any change will come from the States.
Yes, I do have two quick more things, if I can. The other one is that there is an effort, and people must realize this also. You mention this also on yourself all the time, that they are putting in place mechanisms as far as, do you want me to hold out here the music?
Sure, yeah, hold over, and we'll come back to that after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hello, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, and we still have Antonio from Maryland on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Alan.
Yeah, go ahead. You've made some points there. Yeah.
Yes, I was going to mention that there are a lot of, pertaining to technology, there are a lot of mechanisms being put in place as far as what they're releasing to the public, as far as new computers, DVD players, digital TVs, and everything. People do not realize what these actual units can do. Actually, they can be made to work just like you say HAARP is used. The combining of the technologies enable the technologies to work together as far as the new iPhone and, you know, devices such as that. People think of it as a convenience, but they don't realize that, as I said, there's a convergence of technologies as far as what's been put in place out in the public world and what you're using inside your private homes and wherever you live.
You're quite right. And also some of these technologies can actually communicate with each other, the certain circuitry within that TV or within that cell phone and so on. And you're being monitored in everything that you do and everywhere you go inside your home. And every conversation can be monitored. So you're quite right. That they don't give us these toys just because they want us to be happy. On the contrary, we get addicted to these toys until we can't do without them. And of course, the toy, especially the cell phone, it's all been admitted to. You're tracked wherever you go. And they can listen in even when it's switched off.
Yes, that's exactly. And the last thing I just wanted to make a point to, especially the people here in America, freedom liberty and peace and justice are not things that we have to ask for.
That's right.
Those are things that if you want to keep them, you got to fight for them.
Yeah, and that's how they were gained in the first place.
And they must realize that it's not going to be handed to you. And as an ex-member of the military, for anyone else who may be in the military or have been in the military, you must remember who you serve, and that is your people and your country. You do not serve the ruling elite.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's all I have to say for tonight, Alan. And I appreciate all the things you've done and all the people you've brought in.
Yeah,
listen to your show.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And it's true. I said on one of the shows last week, I said that every individual has as much right to live on this planet the way they want to live without harming others as Zygmunt Brzezinski or a Rockefeller or a Rothschild or anybody else or the king and queen. It makes no difference. They have no more right to live and dictate to us than we have to dictate to them. And that's the reality of it. We have it all warped simply through conditioning. And every child takes for granted the system he's born into. If his parents can't warn him or tell him what it's all about, he or she won't think either. They'll think it's all quite natural. And they'll bow their heads to the right people as well. That's how simple it is. But freedoms are easily taken away under the guise of security. Look at the histories of ancient Rome. You see it happening time after time after time. And it's simply been copied again today. Now we'll go back and try Keith from Florida. Are you still there, Keith? Are you on the line?
Yeah. Hey, Alan.
Hello?
Hey, Alan, can you hear me?
Is Keith there?
Alan, can you hear me?
Nope. Okay. Hello? We'll try... well, Kent, there's Ken in Massachusetts. Are you there?
Wow, that's weird. The other guy's trying to get me on.
Hello? Very faint.
Alan, can you hear me?
That's better, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Sure, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Hey, Alan, I want to ask you a question about the John Birch Society, Robert Welch, who founded it. And not too long ago, I got a video off of Jeff Renz's site. Lawrence McDonald, who took over, I guess, in 83 for Mr. Welch. And it was a really interesting film with him and Pat Buchanan, and he laid out so much of the agenda that you talk about now, and the Birchers seem to be right on, but there's just something that just doesn't seem to be right about the Birch Society. And you know, I've got Lawrence Patton McDonald, I have him right in front of me on Wikipedia, and you know, he's related to Patton, and it just seems like, I mean, can you sort that out for me? I mean, do you have anything to say about the Birch Society and what they're really about? Is it more enigma inside the riddle or what?
I'm sure it is. The problem is we're always given the leadership, especially foundations, institutions that are well funded and they get lots of information out to the public through different means and regular media too. So we have to be so careful. They give us the leaders who simply tell us the truth. They actually tell us, like politicians do, what we want to hear, things that we've been thinking about ourselves, things we've noticed ourselves, and they fill in a lot of blank spots for you. But they often go off in odd directions rather than keep on the right trail and do the right things. And I know a lot of people got disillusioned with the Birch Society through some of their big fundraising campaigns that were going to sort of blacklist the UN many years ago, and apart from a few billboards that went up, nothing much was done with that money as far as the people who subscribed claim. So I really can't tell you, except I'm always suspicious of the ones that are come out in the forefront, especially by the rich.
Yeah, sure.
You see, the rich themselves have too much in stake. How can you fight something when you yourself hope to escape through the system by having as much money and wealth as possible?
Exactly. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's like these little factions of elites vying for power. But it's really interesting that Lawrence McDonald, in 1983, 4 months after that tape was shot on Crossfire, he was shot down in Air Flight 007 over the Soviet Union. And Welch had been a big McCarthy, Joseph McCarthy supporter, you know, in that whole witch hunt, the witch trials that they conducted, I guess, in the 50s. And, you know, it's just the whole idea of, it's just very interesting. A friend of mine, his mother has just received some literature from I think it's called The New America, in one of their recent publications. You know, and much of what they say is very in line with the Patriotic Network, with, you know, the Ron Paul slogans and much of what we understand to be the New World Order, but there's just something, you know, just something strange about, you know, some of the players in that. You know.
The players, and it's also the fact that they don't go far enough.
Yeah.
They never go far enough. They'll point out certain sects or factions in society. They'll point the finger, but they won't give you the overall picture and how they're all interconnected, including themselves. And
right.
How would you expect someone, as I say, these guys are pretty wealthy characters.
Sure.
They've made their money and their pensions off the public purse generally, in politics and so on. And they're up amongst the elite themselves. They want to come through into the next phase with their families and their children to take over. They don't want to go down with the ship. And I think that's part of the reason that they don't go the whole way and tell the public what's the horror show, the actual horror show that's happening and coming up.
Yeah, and just, I mean, you know, I guess since I only started going online after September 11th, a friend of mine turned me on to some of these quote-unquote conspiracy sites, and one of the first ones I started to frequent was the Jeff Wren site. And, you know, over the recent months and years, especially after having listened to you, I've sort of soured to the Jeff Wren's website because I feel like I'm sort of being steered in a certain direction there. I feel that there's a lot of emphasis on, like, Zionist elite flying UFOs from outer space or something. You know, it's sort of it always has this. There's something about it, and a lot of the writers, I think, are very amateurist, and they scare me a little bit. I mean, some of the writers that he has on his site, you know, trying to vet some of the claims.
All I can
they
tell you, to be honest with you, is counterintelligence. I'm not saying that he is one of them, but
right.
Counterintelligence does work by taking
sure.
the facts that are being discussed in the street, even, or in bars, or in restaurants and cafes, or in homes. That's how they gather intelligence. Then they counter it by putting out people who will discuss the same kind of topics, and naturally you'll tune in to hear them because they're on your wavelength. And then they do add all this stuff onto it with the UFOs and all the rest of it, and that tends to discredit the actual truth itself.
Yeah, it's sort of interesting. David Icke has got the reptilians. Renz has got the UFOs, and what's his name down in Texas? He's Alex Jones, which I really do. He really gets me motivated and pumped up. But, you know, I remind myself that this guy is also a diehard Christian. And, you know, he's complaining about, you know, human sacrifice at Bohemian Grove. Well, you know, all you have to do is look at a crucifix to be reminded of stuff like that.
Well, the problem is, as I say, it's the... You have to remember, too, that all... And I keep saying this, I'm not the best guy to promote myself when it comes to this, because the Patriot business is a business.
Yeah, yeah.
It's big business, and people have been brought up with 50 years of sci-fi and all the rest of it.
Sure.
Very good sci-fi, too, and predictive programming. But I can tell you this, that one of the major guys that does a lot of videos for some of the top people is connected with people in London.
Oh, I wouldn't.
He phoned me up and talked for 2 hours. He said he was going to come up and do a video on me. And at the very end of it, he said, well, you go along with the alien agenda and a few other things, which you just mentioned. And I said, no, I won't fool the people. And that was the last I heard from him. But he does all the big videos for all the major international players.
Well, it's to your credit, Alan. It's really to your credit. But I'll say this, and I think you'd agree with me, and I think that all... Because we have to stay really sharp right now. I mean, these are really, we're hitting critical mass here. And, I mean, even with what you say, I mean, when you make a claim or you make a statement, I do my best to research and vet what you say. And I tell you what, I haven't found any issues with the information that you're giving. And it's been very consistent, and I really appreciate it. And I'm not saying that these guys are. I understand they got to make money too. You know, they have to sell the radio show, and they have to sell their films, and they have to pay their mortgages and their rent. But it's confusing. It's really confusing.
Yeah, it is, I know. And I think some of them are intentionally, especially on across the pond.
Yeah.
Britain's been very good at that. I don't know if you saw the movie called The Good Shepherd about the start of the CIA and how they went over to Britain.
Haven't.
And they were taught the black arts of propaganda and counterintelligence. It's worth seeing for that alone.
Wow.
But Britain is the premier, is par excellence as far as propaganda and counterintelligence goes, how you mix fact with fiction and totally confuse or defuse the fact, and it's poured, the baby goes out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. Very simple.
Yeah.
But thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alan. Have a good night.
Bye. I've got Megan from Pennsylvania. Are you there? Hello, Megan.
Okay, what you were talking about the weather before, and what do you think their purpose is of drying up Lake Mead? That's where the Hoover Dam is built, and they supply water to Las Vegas and Southern California, including Los Angeles.
Yes, I think you just answered the question.
Yeah, but why would they want to do that?
They said back in the 60s, when they drew out plans for the future world they wanted to bring out, and some of them did come from the United Nations and other agencies associated with them, that they would want a world where the people were removed from all coastal areas far inland. Because, again, they were talking about eventually getting habitat areas. There'd be no more urban sprawl. We'd all be crammed together. But definitely they wanted vast areas around every coastline free and clear. And I guess that includes California, the Los Angeles area and so on.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. Good night.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, there's always these characters literally make plans so far in advance, and they carry them out. They carry them out because it might take 2-3 generations of bureaucrats or employees and foundations, but they can pull it off. And that's why they can pull it off. They have all the time in the world, and they stick to it. We are short-term planners. We are lucky to plan next year or 2 years down the road. These guys go to work knowing what their agenda is and their job is for their entire lives. And as they retire, some new recruit comes in and gets retrained and carries on with the same agenda. It's been like that for a long time. And that's for the stuff that Weishaupt and others and even Albert Pike were talking about. They would create foundations which would be incredibly wealthy, and they would basically create what we now call non-governmental organizations. Thousands of them, actually 1,000 main ones. That's the 1,000 points of light that George Bush Sr. was referring to, high Masonic terms they used. Benjamin Franklin used the same term in his own memoirs, his own diaries. If you read his letters, he called himself a point of light. These are the ones that changed the world and the destiny of the world. Old stuff, still going on, and it doesn't change. Now, there's Ken in Massachusetts. Are you there, Ken?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Yes, I spoke to you back in September, had a little chat with you about spring and also amateur astronomy. Did you get to see the eclipse a few nights ago?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, we had a pretty good view of it here.
Yeah.
Something that I've been kind of pondering as I've been listening to your broadcasts and, some of your callers touched on some similar issues as far as technology that's been withheld. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Moore's Law?
Moore's Law. Can I refresh you on that?
I learned about that when back in the 80s, and someone by the name of Moore, it's not a physical law, but it's just more of an observation, and it's that computer processors and storage capability
mm-hmm.
has been doubling at a given cost level every 18 months for the past 50 years.
Yes, and in fact, now they say it's every 1 or 2 months.
Right, but I'm wondering if technology is if there's sort of an elite technology.
Yes, there is. Yeah,
and is that part of? It seems to like introduce. I think the ramifications of introducing technology on a predictable basis like that, it sort of commoditizes technology.
It does, and it's planned that way. We know that the CIA, from equipment demonstrated on the CBC TV by Nick Begich
mm-hmm.
himself, that some
mm-hmm.
of the CIA had dumped in his lap, obviously had to have worked on microcircuitry, and this was before we even had, we still had tubes and television in those days.
Yeah.
We didn't even have the transistor radio in those days, and yet these guys were already 50 years ahead, you know. So yeah, they and that's what we know. How long did they have that? Even then, we don't know.
That's a good point. I've even noticed over the course of the years, it's like when they'll describe like a being, you know, someone who uses computers regularly, they will describe a certain barrier in technology.
Yes.
Where they're not going to be able to get the chips. I mean, it's like there's a limitation, but it almost seems like with clockwork, for whatever reason, it's like when that barrier comes by, they are able to surmount it.
I know. We're just led along by the nose. Back with more after these messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I think we should try and jump to the next caller. There's quite a few here. We won't get to them all. But there's Jim from New York there. Are you there, Jim? Hello, Jim.
Hi, Alan.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. To go back to the harp for a minute, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You've mentioned a couple different times that there's 54 different harps. Arrays? Is that what you're talking about? Or are they maybe older systems that have been retrofitted to work with
the harp? They're probably as old as the harp themselves, the one in Alaska. I mean, we know that the Russians had them in the 70s, and they had them in the Baltic regions of Latvia. In fact, they had them at Riga. And that was the first one that was noticed by all the ham radio characters who picked it up because it was blocking out lots of signals. And we know that China's got them. We know that there's one in Iceland also used by the owned by the U.S. And there's other ones across the world, yeah. And there's even portable ones, too. There's portable ones, field ones, yeah.
So they wouldn't necessarily have to be the whole array that, you know in Alaska. Okay.
Yeah. It's also in the British newspapers after Gulf War One that they used it in the Gulf War. And when you saw those thousands of soldiers coming up very dazed, and giving themselves up just like sheep. And even afterwards, the American troops were saying that they were so incredibly dazed. They didn't have shell shock. They hadn't been pounded or anything. And it was put down to the fact that they'd been using HAARP technologies. And some of the people there were having hallucinations. Some of them claimed that they saw a river flowing backwards. So that all these kind of strange hallucinations, which you can get from certain doses of frequencies of HAARP.
Are you familiar at all with the, the Philadelphia Project, which was the...
I know about it, but I think, too, it was pumped out of proportions through movies.
Okay, so that was just basically, a form of propaganda or, a predictive program?
Yes, I have no doubt eventually techniques can be used where they can literally merge your molecules with any kind of material, including metal. But, movies are movies, and that was, they'd never tell you what they really had in a movie and what they really were capable of doing,
Do you think that any of the HAARP technology could have been built off of some of the work from Tesla, or are they completely different in your opinion?
Tesla was only one man who was testing out the same theories. You find even in the high Masonic groups that were testing out, they were really obsessed with electricity and the power it could have on the weather. And nowadays, too, they were putting up kites, like Franklin and others, many others, were putting up kites with metal wires to try and bring down to Earth lightning, And some of them were killed by these experiments, so they were obsessed from the beginning for using electricity for various powerful weaponry-type means.
Right. Okay, thanks for your time, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And we've got Thomas from Arizona. Are you there, Thomas?
Yes, hello, Alan.
Hello, go ahead.
I know we've only got a couple minutes, so I'll just go on. Hey, I was actually going to kind of talk about the scalar technologies as opposed to HAARP, and do they coincide? Because, see, HAARP seems to be, through my research, just seems obsolete.
It's not so obsolete. The scalars really interface with it. They're all just different frequencies of the same type of technology. All radio waves are.
Right.
Just different levels of frequencies.
Well, whereas the scalar technology is more of a quantum weapon.
It could very well be.
Yeah.
But it can be used in unison or partially together,
Okay. Well, hey, music's coming on.
I'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks.
From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.